Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Just as a public service, we want to remind you that Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, so if you're a procrastinator, time to go out and buy that card. But the better thing about Father's Day is all the stories we've been getting from our listeners about their dads and their experience as dads as well. Today we're joined by listener Diane Findlin-Garrow, a nurse manager from Massachusetts who listens to us on our partner station WGBH in Boston. And Diane, you called us earlier with a story about your dad. And, you know, what's interesting to me is if we were actually speaking to you back in early 1970s, we might not be hearing such a heartwarming story about how well you appreciated your father and how well you got along, right?
You possibly would not be hearing that heartwarming story. Absolutely right.
What happened then?
So my views as a flower child in the 60s and 70s were such that I, being a love child, went out to California with my first husband and my child, who was just a baby, and we were going to join a commune. And we were really and truly devoted to public service and more or less saving the world, etc., very selfless life. And my dad brought us up very conservative Catholics. And when we had our journey out to California to join the commune, which actually was in Oregon called Neverland, Neverland.
I know that place.
Oh, my goodness heavens, a fellow flower child, perhaps.
My first job was in Oregon. Oh, Diane, so you went from Irish Catholic Boston to Neverland in Oregon.
Correct.
And your dad was, you know, unhappy.
Your dad must have
shocked.
Exploded.
Shocked and dismayed.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, one can assume that when he came to visit you, he was irate and angry and tore you apart, right?
Actually, when he came to visit me, it was poignant in that he was just very, very worried about me, and he just couldn't understand me at all.
And what did he say to you?
In the course of the 5 days that he was there, he just would ask me about my ideas and, oh, Dee Dee, when are you going to wake up? Oh, Dee Dee, when are you going to understand how the world really works? Da-da-da.
This is 1971?
Correct. And we actually had a stop in Haight-Ashbury because my first husband and I, being nurses, we worked for a medical missionary service, and we were trying to help the poor folks that were plagued, you know, in the drug situation and the electric Kool-Aid era and all that. But anyway, when my dad left to come back to Boston, the goodbye was very moving because he hugged me and he looked at me and he said, oh, Dee Dee, that was my nickname, or it still is actually, I don't understand you, but I accept you and I love you.
And did you...
Now that's... Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think it took some courage for him to come all the way out there and to just really take stock of your life as much as he rejected it?
Oh, sure, because he came right into my life. He saw it, you know. He saw the blankets that were on the window instead of curtains, and he saw the apartment with no furniture because, of course, we couldn't have furniture. That was much too establishment and much too square. So you sat on the floor on pillows.
Diane Findlin-Garrow, remembering her father, how long did it take you, Diane, before you finally appreciated that comment from your dad and his acceptance of your lifestyle?
It was acceptance of me. I don't think it was acceptance of the lifestyle, but somewhere in there I think he trusted me.
Yeah.
Sounds like you changed then over the course of the next couple of decades, right?
Well, doesn't life have its way of helping us? So today, being 63, his love of me and his acceptance of me has resonated, and I have carried that forward in my life as a parent, as a wife, as a mother, as a nurse, and I'm very grateful to him.
And happy Father's Day to him, wherever he is. Diane Findlin-Garrow, nurse, takeaway listener, listens at our partner station WGBH in Boston. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, that's extraordinary. He never judged her. You know, they didn't like the lifestyle, but never judged her. Thanks to Diane, of course, for her story. Just one of the many responses we got from listeners throughout the week. Here's another one.
My name is Linda Lloyd. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I was raised by an amazing man. And at the age of 9, he lifted me up to see a plate that we had on our wall that had the Serenity Prayer on it. And when my mom passed away, he explained every word of that prayer to me. Then he told me how a diamond was made with pressure and darkness and everything else. And then a diamond comes through. He made me feel like a diamond. And I wish you were here to hear this.
Daddy the Diamond Maker. Here's one final story about how your dad isn't just a father to his own children. Larry from Enid, Oklahoma, posts this to our site, thetakeaway.org. My dad once had a kid who worked for him, Calvin. Dad helped Calvin with a lot of things, and I started calling Calvin my little brother because that's almost the way Dad treated him. One day, my dad got a call from the bank. Calvin and some guy were trying to cash a check that had obviously been forged. Long story short, Dad got him out of jail, refused to press charges, and didn't give up on him. I lost track of Calvin after that. A week or two after my dad died, we got a call from Calvin. He said how sorry he was to hear about Dad and that he owed him some money, and that he wanted to come over and give it to my mom. Well, Captain Calvin Prince Jr. of the U.S. Air Force showed up at our door, and we laughed and cried. He gave my mom about $650 that Dad had loaned him that we had no idea about. He said, Johnny was so good to me, I'm sorry it took so long, but I had to pay him back. It was the greatest tribute to my dad that we could have had. Stories of Dad, and that's a great one with you all morning. Do you have one to share? Some good advice or bad advice from your dad? Did your dad ever judge you, or did he withhold judgment like Diane's story? We'd love to hear from you. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. Happy Father's Day.
This is David Marin. I think the best Father's Day quote comes from Mark Twain, who said, when I was 18, I was convinced my father was a blithering idiot. When I was 21, I was amazed at how much the old boy had learned in 3 years. Happy Father's Day.